Anita Dow, the Labor member for Braddon, is joining us on the line. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us during your busy schedule.
Good morning, Cameron, and good morning to your listeners. It is a very busy schedule at the moment, but thank you very much for having me on the program this morning.
No worries. Now, you did visit the West Coast last week. You've announced a package for the West Coast. Yeah, tell us a little about it. There's a few things that points that we'd like to look at. Obviously, it's focusing on health.
Yeah, that's right, Cameron. We were in Queenstown on Friday of last week with our leader, Rebecca White, and a number of our candidates, and in Strawn as well with a street stall. And we came down really to announce our package for the West Coast, which first and foremost is about investing in services for the West Coast. Over the last 3 years when I've been down on the West Coast meeting with people and understanding and getting to know the community that bit better, the one thing that's come home to me is really the fact of that there aren't as many services as there should be available locally for people to access, and people having to travel out a lot for services. And we, as a Labor majority government, commit to providing more services in regional communities. And I wanted to just talk through a couple of the new things that we'll be introducing on the West Coast if we win government on May the 1st. And they are that in Queenstown, we'll allocate $3.5 million for capital works at the West Coast District Hospital. We'll ensure that there's 24/7 ambulance cover with paramedics across Queenstown, Rosebery and Strawn and Zeehan. And we'll ensure that the additional demand is met through A&E at the Queenstown Hospital through investment in nurse practitioners, which would be new roles for the West Coast. And through the Community Health Centre, we would ensure that there was 24-hour nursing coverage 7 days a week, and that there would be new roles introduced into the community providing allied health services such as physiotherapy, dietetics, exercise physio and occupational therapists. And I know through the work that I've done on the West Coast that access to mental health services is something that people want to see more of in their local communities, and so we will also be introducing access to a mental health social worker at the Queenstown Hospital. In addition to that, across each of the centres on the West Coast, there'll be the provision of an additional community car for non-urgent transport, because that's another issue that's been raised with me about difficulty in people getting home from hospital late at night, or the fact that, you know, the cars, there's not as many community cars to transport people as what there could be. So that's another one of our commitments. It's similar in Rosebery with the access to allied health professionals, and similar again in Strawn. So they're just a couple of the initiatives in health that we'll be looking at. Obviously, we're investing more in the major centres of the Mersey Community Hospital and the Northwest Regional Hospital as well, but these are our specific initiatives introducing new services to the West Coast so that people can access services closer to where they live.
Okay, now something which is also in need down here, I guess, is jobs and skills. So what have you got in relation to that?
So as part of our jobs plan, which is to create 35,000 jobs across Tasmania, we have a proposal to create 10 jobs hubs across the state, and we would like one of those to be in Queenstown. So we announced that on Friday, and that will be around having a focus on readiness for work and additional support services such as career advice and social work, and that there will also be provided through that jobs hub advice for small businesses. Right now it's difficult to get access around small business support in regional Tasmania. A lot of that's provided from, say, Burnie down to the West Coast, so we think that it's important to have a position in the local community there that can work with local small businesses to provide them support and advice and access to training and new skills in their business, and just more generally to support the investment in small business on the West Coast and Northwest Coast. In addition to that, we're also looking at, I've spoken before with you many times, and I think with Mike previously, about our free TAFE courses. And on the West Coast, those areas that I think are skill shortages that are most relevant to the West Coast that these provided for would be tourism and hospitality, aged care and disability services. And we would also, of course, work very closely with local training providers like the Study Hub at Zeehan through the implementation of that. Those free TAFE opportunities on the West Coast, and also with local school as well. And one of the new courses that has been raised with us that would like to be on the West Coast is around guiding. So we would look to introduce guiding as part of a TAFE course provided locally to complement all of the great work that's going on in the West Coast community around the adventure tourism economy.
Okay, now the other point we want to talk about as far as the package is concerned is housing and infrastructure. Tell us about what the plans are there.
Yes, so I might just, while I'm talking about tourism, I might just add a couple of additional things in there as well, Cameron. We did commit to over $2.1 million in tourism and events funding for the West Coast, so that we also committed to $525,000 each year of funding for the Unconformity Festival, and also our commitment to continue to progress the work on the next iconic walk on the West Coast.
Right.
Some upgrades to Horsetail Falls Walk and the Confluence Walk, and $150,000 per annum over 4 years funding for the West Coast Heritage Centre in Zeehan. So they are really important initiatives as well around the arts community and events community on the West Coast and the economic benefits that they bring to the region. The other infrastructure commitment, which you alluded to, was the sealing of the Western Explorer. So that's a road that would connect between the Circular Head and West Coast communities. And so that's been called upon for many years now by both councils and wanting to understand the tourism benefits of that. And I know that the tourism industry have espoused the benefits of it over a long time. And so we've made that commitment to undertake that project. And also $350,000 for a West Coast recreational vehicle plan. This has come from council in the area between Macquarie Heads and the Pyman Heads. So we would commit to those as well. Upgrading the Strawn Wharf precinct was included also. And we also committed to the flights between Strawn and Hobart, the trial of that being extended for another 12 months.
Okay, well, look, we know you've had a busy week, particularly on the campaign trail. I hope you've been looking after yourself, getting enough sleep.
Doesn't feel like it at times. It's just a long continuum. But anyhow, we've only got a few days to go now, so it's worth getting out. And we've been door knocking regularly every day and just trying to talk to people about Labor's positive plan for Tasmania, and particularly our emphasis on improving health services right around the state, no matter where you live. And yes, I'll continue to do so right up until election day, Cameron.
Okay, well, we certainly thank you for your time during your schedule. Thank you for providing us with the information today.
That's all right, Cameron. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Anita Dow. Anita Dow, the Labor member for Braddon, joining us this morning here on 7XS.